Good evening, everyone. Good evening. And I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for coming this evening, taking time out of your busy day as we celebrate the life of a very, very dear friend of all of ours. There wasn't a thing that she would not do. They invited us to California shortly after getting to know us, and they allowed Sue and I to stay in their house, and they furnished the house with kitchen for us. I mean, that's just a small example of how Hazel and Roy treat their friends. As we celebrate the life of Hazel Harmon, I'm going to ask Herbert Radu to give us a little opening prayer.
Okay, let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come this evening just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for just being so good. Father God, you brought us from a mighty long way, and we say thank you. Now, Father God, we pray now, Lord God, that you would just convene right here, that you would look upon this family, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen them, that you would guide it as only you can do. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, that when we all have said and done, we pray, Lord God, that the words and the comfort that has gone forth, Lord God, that we give praise and glory to your holy and righteous name. And we will be so careful, Lord God, to give you the praise, to give you the glory. We ask it all in the name of Jesus, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Herbert. Kim, can you read us Hazel's bio?
Can you hold it? I can try. Can you hold it? Put it closer. In memory of Hazel Jeanette Harmon, March 2nd, 1946, January 5th, 2015, Hazel J. Harmon was born March 2nd, 1946, to Julia and Alexander Burnett in Bismarck, North Dakota. The youngest of 11 children, Hazel grew up in a rural household crowded with both love and company. She learned early the arts of traditional cooking, child caring, and housekeeping, and carried these passions throughout her life. At age 10, the Bernhardt family moved to Sunnyvale, California, and later to Cupertino, California. Hazel attended Cupertino High School, where she excelled equally in both academics and socializing. Highly intelligent, Hazel was frequently the winner of the debate, speech, spelling, and academic competitions. Yet she was a precocious young woman who made friends easily, eagerly sharing her love for fast cars, live music, and high fashion. After graduating in 1964, Hazel worked at the Stafford Medical Center as a physician secretary and attended junior college. In 1968, she married her soulmate, Roy Harmon. Together, Hazel and Roy created a marriage that was truly unique. Hazel worked by Roy's side each and every day as they managed business after business together. She faithfully built up her business skills and quickly gained a reputation as a creative and shrewd businesswoman. Hazel managed restaurants, cafeterias, snack bars, vending, and catering services in the cities throughout California, including Redwood City, San Francisco, Menlo Park, Riverside, Oceanside, and Soledad. Having a visually impaired husband never unsettled Hazel. Instead, she became a zealous, lifelong advocate for the blind and disabled. She worked closely with the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, the Blind Business Enterprise Program, the California Council of the Blind, as well as other local and national advocacy organizations. Hazel played a principal role in redeveloping the National VendorScope magazine and served as its editor. Projecting a distinct attitude of inclusion, Hazel could make anyone feel welcomed and valued. She was dedicated to the cause of equality and opportunity for all and labored tirelessly in this venture. But it was motherhood that was one of her greatest importance to Hazel. Nothing made her more proud than being a mother. Hazel often said that the best days of her life were the birth of her two children, Brian and Alexa. She insisted on providing an idyllic childhood for her children, and no sacrifices were too great. Her generous spirit shined brightest upon beloved children. Her relationship with Brian and Alexis were extremely close, serving as their trusted confidant, advisor, and friend. Hazel encouraged her family to live life to its fullest potential. Hazel had hobbies including sewing, crafting, cooking, doll collecting, and attending sporting events featuring the 49ers, Chargers, and St. Louis Cardinals. She traveled to cities throughout the United States, accumulating adventures with her family, friends, and coworkers. She was an incredible person and was so supportive and loving that it is difficult to put into words how much she will be missed. Hazel was preceded in death by her parents and six brothers. She is survived by her husband, Roy, son, Brian, daughter, Alexa, sisters, Rosella, Lillian, and Estella, brother, Julius, goddaughter, Stacy, and by countless others who carry on her memory by living a life filled with love, hope, and compassion.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Now, we'd like to pass the microphone around if anyone would like to share some of their fond memories.
I had the pleasure to know Hazel, I guess 10 years now, maybe. And I'm Mary Lou Shoemaker, and my husband and Willie, I have the Tohono Pass Roadside Rest Area. And I just think her energy, as a woman, I just look at her energy and I said, she never failed to amaze me. Even when she was ill, she was at the last BEP seminar, and I could tell she was very, very ill, but she was still there with her fullness. And I think she's an example of someone who lived life fully and gave from a really great place. And I know the BEP program benefited from her being involved, and we know, obviously, Roy did. I mean, and her family. And I think she just was such a wonderful example of someone who was just filled with light and with spirit. And as I wrote for her memorial online, that she was a force of nature. And I think that described Hazel Harmon. And I think Mother Nature is going to really have a lot of work to do now that Hazel's, you know, watching over Mother Nature, because she was a very special lady, and all the contact I had with her, I just admired her and just felt her. And so I will deeply miss her at these type of events, and I just know she's okay where she is, and that heaven is looking really well with her there. And I'm sure she's doing a lot of crafting. And angels better act right, or Hazel will have a long talk with them. So.
I'm Willie Shoemaker, and now that I hear it, it makes total sense that she was the youngest of 11 children. So to compete with that, her personality built off of the 11 other children, siblings, makes total sense on how Hazel really was. I spent, like Mary Lou said, in the last 10 years dealing with different aspects of BEP and with Hazel, and especially we had a worked on the Marine Corps contract that Roy and some of the others of us were involved with, and sitting up at 11 o'clock at night trying to get that contract and proposal together was really kind of entertaining. But yeah, she'll be truly missed. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ron Long from California. I first met her when I first come into the BEP program in California. Anytime I needed some advice or I needed something done, Hazel would do it for me. To this last year, Hazel did all of my things for these things like this. She made my reservation, she paid for it, and I'd pay her back. But anytime I needed something, I'd call her. I'd call her at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I think the wonder Roy didn't thank me and her at something going, we talked a lot. Hazel, and also Roy. Roy's a very nice guy. They're both very nice. They always, if we had a problem in the program, they'd help us out. And I didn't know what to do when I first come in here. And anytime I needed something, I called Hazel, and she was there for me. I love Hazel. I miss her, and that's the way it is. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sandy Balani. I'm a California vendor. I've been in the program for 8 years, and Hazel has always been very supportive of me and my brother who's in the program also. I came to know better Hazel when I started coming to these national conferences, and she was there for me, you know, helping me out with reservations and you know, when we used to go out and eat, you know, she always used to read the menu to everyone. And I really, really missed that, you know. And she was a wonderful person and, you know, she'll be missed. Thank you.
Hi, Patsy Carroll. I'll miss Hazel helping out at the describing the items at the auctions at the convention every year and her energy for that and how, whether you want to volunteer or not, she's going to volunteer you. And she'll make you have fun doing it. And so I'll miss just her energy and her smile.
Would anyone else like the microphone?
Hello, Philo Tu from Hawaii. I met Hazel before I became chairman of Sagebrush. And when I became a chairman of Sagebrush, it's one person, you know. That's why I always say how fortunate we were and we are because of the people that we have for this organization. Hazel will always ask, what else can I do? Hazel was a blind vendor with vision because she has terrific attitude and she was not afraid to speak her mind. We're going to miss you, Hazel, but I know you're here watching if we're doing the right thing. Thank you.
This is Artis. I really, really miss Hazel. She was always such a supportive person in RSVA. I had to work with her for the last several years. I worked with her with publications and public relations. And at each convention, she would always step forward and help whenever any of us would need anything. And if something wasn't right, she would be willing to step up. Oh, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. And she would just jump in when we didn't have enough volunteers. She would jump in and do it herself. And I really respected her opinions. She really went out of her way to inspire people, went out of her way to praise people. Even if people didn't do a perfect job, she praised them for being willing to step up and try. And I really appreciated that sense of her to be so open to everyone and try to get everyone to get involved. And I hope we can all take some of her value of people and some of her willingness to take on any challenge, and I hope we all can use that in the future. And I'm sure she's going to be watching us to make sure we do. Thanks.
Dan, this is Kim. The first time I met Hazel was actually at a Sagebrush conference. I don't think Philo was chairman at the time. I don't remember who it was. But anyway, I was running around crazy, and she's like, Well, I'd offer to help, but I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. I was like, please step on my toes, help. You know, this is a big task, putting on these conferences. She always found humor in things, and she came to New Orleans. The RSVA board had did a retreat in New Orleans, one of you guys might remember, 5 years ago or so, 5-6 years ago, and her and Roy came down, and she just really had a good time, and she's like, you guys are nothing like I was told. I like the setup y'all have here. I did work with her on the vendor scope. We'd be at crunch time, and the printer would be looking for this stuff, and she'd just find humor in it. I'm like, how can you laugh? I'm going nuts over here. And she'd tell me little funny things, and yeah, she kept the humor going. I love her. I missed her. I said, one of the things I will treasure, somebody mentioned about the auction. She not only described the auction items and loved doing that, she brought a lot of auction items. And when they were downsizing and moving, she brought some of her doll collections to the auction. And I bought one, and I will treasure that doll. Thank y'all. And I love and miss her.
I'm Jeff Tom, and I could wear lots of hats. I could wear my California Council of the Blind President hat because she did a tremendous amount for us. But I want to tell sort of a different little story to illustrate just what kind of woman she was. And it was something I actually did. We got to talking about artichokes, and I said, you know, Hazel, if you're going to really cook them the best, you got to cook them with a lot of garlic in the water. And you would think I gave her a gift from man, from God, because she used to bring it up all the time. Here's this woman who was one of the kindest people I ever met, and all I ever did was tell her how to cook an artichoke better, and you would think I just did something wonderful. And that's the type of woman she was. And I think that really illustrates it. And the other thing I'd say is, she would, if she's looking down, I bet she's telling us to get off our butts and don't waste any time around here.
Well, thank you, and I think that summarizes Hazel so well for us.
Dan.
Okay.
Oh. I'm going to take your microphone.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Alexa Harmon. I am Hazel's daughter. I have been coming to these conventions, whether you know it or not, since I was a wee child. I know all of you, whether or not you know me. And there's something that, you know, when you grow up with a woman like Hazel, she really taught me that there is no challenge that you cannot rise to, ever. It just wasn't in her thought process. And she lived that way to the end, including cancer. Cancer wasn't the challenge. She was going to beat it. And she really, I think, became frustrated because she wanted you guys to remember that there is no challenge that you cannot rise to, ever. So I really appreciate all of your time and all of you guys coming together. Again, you might not know me, but I do know you. Thank you.
Actually, Alexa, when you walked in the foyer, I looked at somebody. I said, she's got to be related to Hazel. You look like a younger version of her.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm going to be the last one to talk, but the microphone's right here for me. So I guess from what I'm understanding here, I must have been a very lucky person. And to live with her for 46 years, nonstop, 24/7, and we were that way. A lot of you know it. Every time you said Roy, well, you had to say Roy and Hazel, like peanut butter and jelly, you know. It was an amazing 46 years. It doesn't seem that long. it's maybe a year to me, but it was just our two personalities just made our team. And that's the way we accomplished a lot of our work activities. When my daughter was born, she came to me and told me that we're just going to have to survive on one income because I want to stay home with the kids and I'll come and assist you whenever you need me. Well, as the kids got older, I was expanding my business and going into different things. And she came right along and was just part of it. It didn't stop with her. A few things some of you know, some of you don't know. Hazel and I were asked by Joe Smith and his wife Marcy back in 1980 if we could get California vendors to meet with the Nevada vendors. After we got this thing rolling, Gina Martin and David Hanlon, well, David wasn't part of it then, it was Gina Martin at that time, got involved. And that's eventually it got turned around. Joe Smith tagged it with the name Sagebrush. And I know Kay Poey's going to have a lot to say to me tomorrow because he did call, but he called on Hazel's phone and I never got the message. This was back when, on June the 5th or June the 6th, I think it was, when he must have found out that Hazel had passed. So I'm at the deal with him tomorrow. So that's one of our big accomplishments, or her big accomplishment, because she was always a worker bee. That's what she was. When Charlie Glazer was chair of the committee, Sagebrush was really successful then because she got out there and she counted noses, she counted tags, she counted meals and everything like that. So it benefited us. I don't know if we're still doing that, but right now that's not important. Everybody likes Sagebrush. It's a good event. Couple other things about Hazel. You may not know it, but she was a firm believer in guardian angels. There's a couple incidences in her life where that's the only answer. She was taking my son down to school at San Diego State. No, it's not San Diego State. UCSD. Shame on me. And he was in the back seat of the car and he turned the dome light on. But when he got out to go to his dormitory, he left the light on. So she put the car in park, got out, left her door open, opened the back door, turned off the light, slammed the door, and that must have knocked the gear into reverse. The car started rolling backwards. The driver's door was open, knocked her to the ground. The car rolled over her feet and her ankles. But she got up, ran after the car. It stopped in some bushes, and if those bushes hadn't been there, it would have crashed into a dormitory down the bottom of this hill. So she hopped in. She didn't give any thought to it. Came home, told me the story. There's tread marks on her shoes and on her pants legs. And she says, guardian angel had to have lifted that car over me. You know, just made contact to let me know that I did something foolish. So we let it go, and she wasn't hurt, anything like that. The next morning, I went out to get the newspaper from the driveway, and I noticed this branch was shoved into the tailpipe of the car, and you know, she never had the windows open. So there's another way that this guardian angel had to look out over her, because I'm sure she would have been asphyxiated any other way by anybody. I'm going. I got the mic. You had your turn. No, I lost my train of thought. I was just telling Dan and Jeff Tom that every time we went traveling to these conventions, or any time we were out, we were doing the on-the-road business for the Vendorscope. I would never worry about her going out and buying jewelry and purses and clothes and all this, because Hazel came back with cookbooks. And I've got a house full of cookbooks from everywhere and anything. And she just, that's was her passion of reading cookbooks and trying new things on me. Well, they didn't hurt, but, you know, in the bio, it talked about her wanting to take care of the kids. And she always sought to their needs. And never their wants, but to their needs. She didn't want to spoil them. And I let her do that to me. And I returned the favor as much as I could. We got along very well. Our two personalities just clicked. I guess in the last thing I can say about her is, I'm an old movie buff. And in the movie Gone with the Wind, near the end of the movie, Scarlett comes downstairs to tell Brett that Melanie has passed away. And Brett's sitting there, and he says, you know, she's the only fully kind person I ever knew. And, you know, she never had the strength like you and me, but she had just heart. And that's the way I like to think of Hazel, because that's what she was to me. She cared. She cared not only about me and our family, but she cared about the vendors and the program and the state. She cared about it nationally. As obviously, this has been said over and over and over, but that's just the kind of person she was. And did you want to say something about the portrait over there? Oh.
Well, we do have a portrait over there, and there are some cards. I'll put some more out that direct you to the Dignity Memorial site. There's also legacy.com. In the 21st century, we now do a digital memorial of each person. It's a new custom. As you know, Mom was very technically savvy, so this goes along with her personality. So got that over there, and yeah, keep fighting the good fight, because she misses you guys just as much as you miss her, I guarantee you. We planned on being here, okay? There was no doubt that we were going to be here in between chemo treatments. So thank you. I'll pass it on.
Thank you, Alexis Roy. You know, that is no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that we do miss her. You know, I'm sure not as much as you, but she touched every one of us very near and very deep. And she'll always be shining over us and watching out that we take Sagebrush, we take RSVA in the right direction, because that was very important to her, as it is to all of us. So thank you for allowing her to be part of our lives. That is so important to us, and we owe the two of you indebted to you that forever. Anyone else have some thoughts? Okay. Well, I'd like to thank all of you. Herbert, can we have a short closing remembrance prayer?
I got it, Dan. Eternal God, we thank you once again. We thank you, Lord God, for all the praise. Thank you, Lord God, for all the cheers. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all the words of comfort, Lord God, that has been shown tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the love and the support, Lord God. Now, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you look upon that family, that you will guide and direct them as only you can do. And we give you victory. We give you praise. Now, henceforth, and forevermore, let the Holy Spirit be with thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We see all of you in a couple of hours, and we'll continue celebrating Hazel's life. And as Kim said, when we seen Alexis, we thought, Hazel walked around the corner. Thank you. That really, it means something to us that you lifted our spirits. Thank you.